AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
The images of civilians lying dead on the streets and in improvised graves in the town of Bucha in Ukraine are horrifying. Reports emerging from this and other areas raise serious and disturbing questions about possible war crimes, grave breaches of international humanitarian law, and serious violations of international human rights law.
That's Liz Throssell, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. The images emerged after Russian troops withdrew from towns around Kyiv in recent days. Ukrainian officials said the bodies of 410 civilians have been found, while in Bucha, Associated Press journalists have seen 21 bodies, including a group of 9 in civilian clothes who appear to have been shot at close range. At least 2 had their hands tied behind their backs. President Biden on Russian President Vladimir Putin's culpability.
He is a war criminal, but we have to gather the information. We have to continue to provide Ukraine with the weapons they need to continue the fight. And we have to gather all the detail so this can be have a war crime trial.
In California, the Sacramento County Coroner has identified the 6 people killed in a weekend shooting in the capital city. They include 3 women and 3 men ranging in age from 21 to 57. 12 others were wounded. Sacramento Police Sergeant Zach Eaton.
Our investigators are still working through what actually led up to the fight. We understand that there's some social media video out there depicting a fight. We don't know if that fight actually led to the shooting. We're still working through all those details right now.
That sound from KXTV. Medicare says millions of enrollees will finally have access to free over-the-counter COVID-19 tests at drugstores. The announcement comes amid worries that the latest coronavirus variant, BA2, will spark another rise in U.S. cases. This is AP News. 2 familiar teams vie for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship tonight, Kansas and North Carolina. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh has a preview.
A meeting of Blue Bloods will decide the college basketball men's national championship. The Tar Heels last won in 2017 and are seeking their 7th title in their 12th appearance, but first under first-year head coach Hubert Davis.
The foundation of Carolina basketball will always be here because it's been tried and tested and proven successful, and I've experienced it.
Meanwhile, the Jayhawks are in pursuit of a 4th title in their 10th appearance and the school's first title since 2008 in Coach Bill Self's 5th season.
You have an opportunity to be in the game. Most years, you need to take advantage of that.
The game is a rematch of the 1957 national championship that saw North Carolina prevail over a Wilt Chamberlain-led Kansas team 54-53 in overtime. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And if you missed it, South Carolina won on the women's side, beating UConn 64-49. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.